Hi everyone, welcome to English with Leo. This is Leo. I'll take you to a real-life workplace conversation with our main character Coco every episode. Hello, 大家好，欢迎来到 English with Leo 栏目，我是 Leo。每集我都会带着大家和 Coco 一起走进一段英文职场对话。Today is our third episode and it is about first day at work.Yes, I know. You can imagine that the first day is filled with uncertainty and anxiety. This is Coco's first day. And, oh yeah, by the way, Coco passed the interview, obviously. Coco 通过了这个面试进入了职场，这是第一天上班。大家可以想到第一天上班总是充满着不确定性和焦虑。But luckily, Coco has very friendly coworker who's going to get her through the first day.但是幸运的是 Coco 的同事都非常友好，将带她走进自然地走进第一天的工作。 Let's check out today's dialogue first. 我们先看一下今天的对话。 Good morning, John.
Good morning, Coco. Let me take you to your cubicle and I'll give you a tour of the company. Here's your cubicle, your home away from home from 8 to 5 every day, Coco.
Oh, that's very nice.
Drop your belongings here and let's go.
Okay, I'm ready.
That is Mary over there. She's our senior financial analyst. You'll be working with her in the future. Let's go say hi to her.
Hi Mary, this is Coco, our department's new addition.
Welcome aboard, Coco.
I'm very glad to see you.
Boy, I was swamped with work last couple of weeks.But I can see myself going home at a more decent time from now on.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. Just let me know whenever you need me.
I'm giving Coco a tour of company so that she knows her way around here.
See you later, Coco.
Okay, Mary.
Yes, that is the dialogue of today.大家可以看到这个对话当中有三个人物，三个人分别是 Coco、John、John 就是第一期的面试官，然后还有 Mary， Mary 是一个高级金融分析师。我们看到他用到了 Senior Financial Analyst， Financial Analyst 我们在上期讲过，金融分析师 Senior 呢是资深，那么 Coco 作为刚进入公司的新毕业的成员应该是一个 Junior初级的。 Okay, let's see some of the important words and phrases from this one. 我们看一下重点词句。
The first one, cubicle. John 在第一眼看到 Coco 就说 Let me take you to your cubicle. Cubicle 就是工位的意思。 For example, I can say I dream about having a cubicle near a window.
我梦想着有一个窗户旁边的工位。
John said, I'll give you a tour of our company. Give someone a tour of some place.
带某人转转某地。
For example, I can say, Let me give you a tour of our new house.
让我来带你转转我们的新房子。
Yes, and then he said, This is your cubicle, your home away from home. Home away from home 呢 literally,
字面上的表示呢就是不是家的家。And 这里呢比喻工位、就是 Coco 的新家。
For example, we can say, As a student, I go to the library every day. This is my home away from home. And then he said, Drop your belongings.
Belongings 就是你的个人私属物，所属物品。
For example, don't forget to take your belongings with you when you leave.
不要忘记在走的时候带上你的私人物品。
Yes, and then going on, he said,Mary, she is our senior financial analyst. Senior financial analyst,
我刚才讲过，资深金融分析师。
Okay, going on, she said, Hey Mary, this is Coco, our department's new addition.
她说，这是 Coco, 我们部门的新成员。这里的 addition 是名词，新加入的物或者是人。比如我们可以说 ,The baby is the new addition to the family.宝宝是家庭的新成员。
Going on,、Mary said, Boy, I was swamped with work.
这里 boy 表示的是天哪。天哪 is kind of like, oh my god.
I was swamped with work. This is a phrase that means to be overwhelmed with a great amount of work or obligations.
哎，就是你手上有很多的活儿，很压力，感觉到压力很大，很多职责，这个就可以用这个表达。
I was swamped with my study last month. 上个月我的学习很忙碌。Going on, she said, I can see myself going home at a more decent time from now on. 这里的 decent 表示的是更好的时间。我可以看到我从现在开始可以准时一点下班了。
Okay, and then Coco said, I'm glad to be of any assistance.
这句话建议大家把它记住。我很高兴能够提供任何帮助。在职场当中，不管是在口头上还是在邮件当中，我们都会对对方表达，对同事表达这样的一个意愿。I'm glad to be of any assistance.
So yeah, that is the dialogue. Everything for today. Thank you for listening. I'll see you soon in my next episode. Stay tuned for that.
是的，我们今天的内容就到这里了。感谢大家的收听，希望大家反复收听，反复练习。我会在下一集准时跟大家见面。希望大家持续收听，拜拜。